Good morning. My name is Dwayne Begley. I am a teacher at Winona Senior High School. I'm going to talk for a few minutes and say a few things about the Winona Afghan Support Network, and then I'm going to introduce to you my good friend Hussein. When I was contacted by, I believe, Gail to talk about this subject, I said yes, of course. But I said what would be far more interesting is to hear from one of the recent refugees who've come to the U.S. So Hussein agreed to come and speak with you. The Winona Afghan Support Network began about 14 months ago. If you remember those horrible pictures of Afghanistan falling to the Taliban and people being herded onto those large army cargo planes, Hussein was one of those people. He left Afghanistan on August 20th. So he spent about 6 months at Fort McCoy, down the road from here. And then shortly before Valentine's Day, on February 12th, he arrived in Winona, along with Masuma. The Winona Afghan Support Network has helped a total of 20 people come to the Winona community. And 15 of those people are still here. So, 20 have come and 17 are still in Winona. There's a family of three that moved up to the Twin Cities. The Winona Afghan Support Network was a new group of people, and some of you in this fellowship are involved directly or indirectly. Nikki, I think, who just left, is also very involved, and then Dick and Cherie and some others have helped out in small ways and big ways as well. When the Afghans came to Winona, it's under different circumstances. It was very difficult how they left their country. And both Hussein and Masuma were separated from their families. So that's a longer story in terms of how to get family members reunited that had been separated during that rush and that crush of humanity. The one advantage, though, is when they have come to the States, they can receive their work permit and they get a temporary Social Security card shortly after they arrive. There's a whole lot of vetting and screening done by the U.S. military at Fort McCoy and other places, but Hussein has been working at Barron's for how long? 7 months at Barron's, and he works a lot. He works 50, 60 hours a week, and sometimes he asks for more hours. A lot of what the Afghans and the Hondurans do is they send a lot of money home. Hussein today drove me. He wanted to drive me, and I was honored to do so. He just recently purchased a car as well, which is a major step in a refugee's turning corners in terms of becoming part of American society. So I've driven him a few times, so I was able to be a passenger. So that was a wonderful experience. The Winona Afghan Support Network began as its own entity, and there was already a group of people, many of you are involved with that as well, GRASP, who's been helping the Honduran families, again, one of which who are living literally underneath us in the basement of Wesley. I and others tried to attract new people so we didn't burn out the existing people. There's a little bit of overlap, but it's for the most part, it's a separate group of people, most of which I had not met before. I thought I knew the people in town, the normal suspects, but there was a lot of other people who came forward. Fast forward about a year or so, the group's only been in existence for 14 months. Now the Winona Afghan Support Network is under the umbrella of the Winona Sheltering Network. So it's a project underneath, and it's confusing because the acronym is Winona Sheltering Network, WSN, and then there's the Winona Afghan Support Network, which is WASN. It's been wonderful to see the amount of support, the number of people who've come forward to help the Afghans. I believe of the 20 people, 15 were parts of families, and there were 5 individuals. Because the Afghans were able to work rather than later, I and others purchased the second house for refugees. Many of you helped with that, thank you, on Huff Street. And right now there are actually 12 Afghans living in that house. That's meant to be a short-term solution. That's a lot of people in a house. 2 families, a family of 5 and a family of 7. Hussein has been living on his own in an apartment for 7 months. 7 months as well. He lives in the East Manor apartments over off of Mankato. Hussein came to America. He worked for a while with the U.S. government's AID office, aid office, etc. And when he was in Afghanistan, he worked in a private school. He's a math teacher, a math professor. At Barron's, he does a lot. He does light industrial work, and he works very hard. They love him at Barron's. Barron's is one of the many places in town that are desperate for workers, and they're willing to make accommodations for people for whom English is not their first language. And Hussein has been able to help other Afghans work there as well. So it's been wonderful to have those jobs that actually pay $15, $20 or more an hour. So these are not slave wages. So they're doing very well. And again, he works very hard. With that, I want to turn it over to Hussein and let him share his story. And then I thought that we would open it up to questions from there. Hussein.
Hi, Brent. Good morning. The first I say for you, I will use some wrong words. I'm sorry, because English is not my first language. Unfortunately, in just 1 year I learned English. Before in Afghanistan, I didn't know English. Just I heard and learned English with some of my friends when I was in Fort McCoy. In the first, I'm sorry if I use some wrong words, sentence, and anything. I'm very happy today I came here and I'm talking with you. I'm so glad. I will talk very shortly my history when I was in Afghanistan and also when I came to United States, very shortly, because I had many experience, long story in Afghanistan. I will start the first story in Afghanistan. Mr. Duin told you I was in Afghanistan professor in the Kabul University. It's a very famous university in Afghanistan. And also my field is mathematics. Unfortunately, right now I'm hard worker here. And also in Afghanistan, I was the owner of private educational center. Also, maybe you heard the last week it's a big explosion in the private educational center, the Hazara places, and also as nationality in Afghanistan, Hazara, we are minority in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, also other people living in Afghanistan, their name is Pashtun. I'm so sad, I'm so sorry about them, because all of Talibs, Daesh, terrorists, they are belongs to Pashtun nationality. And also they are very opposite mine with Hazara peoples, because we respect and also we want the women and girls go to school, to learning center. And also they are opposite for me, and they wanted to target my educational center because the Taliban sent two letters my private educational center, and they questioned me why you learn and teach boys and girls together. We have problem. You broken the Islamic law. You follow the Western and United States way. If you not separate teaching boys and girls, we will explode in your private educational center. It was a problem. They don't want women and girls go to school. And also, men and boys, the places of their living, unfortunately, every day, the government high school, and every educational centers born an explosion. And also for Hazara peoples, Hazara province, like Bamiyan, like Dikundi, like Ghazni, we make ourselves schools for girls, boys. This different way and different idea between Hazara and Pashtun tourists and Daesh and Talib peoples. It's a big problem. When Taliban came the last year in Afghanistan, for 3 or 4 days and nights, I didn't go for my family, my house. Maybe from my house to airport, 1 hour and 1.5 hour to car. Just I walked with my boots and I arrived to airport and I introduced myself for the United States Army. I'm a teacher. I'm too dangerous. I'm too targeted. Send the Taliban too later for me. If I'll stay in Afghanistan, maybe very soon they will kill me and I will die. And I'm very happy the armies of United States helped me, and unfortunately my family, my wife, my kids stay in Afghanistan. Just I myself came to United States, yet my family living in Afghanistan. It was a short history in Afghanistan. And also when I came to United States, direct from Washington DC, they sent me to Fort McCoy. The first time I with my group, maybe 30 person, boys and girls, the educated person, we together make a learning center in Fort McCoy for 6 and 7 months. We didn't sleep to my barracks and buildings. Just we was busy with children, Afghan children, and some young and boys, because they didn't know and they don't know about the culture of United States. Just we learn and teach them. I'm very happy. I received 2 certificate and also recommendation letter for the first class of the commandant of Fort McCoy. I'm very happy. When I came to the 12th of October, November. Yeah, 12th of February, I came to Winona. I'm very happy, and I say from this loudspeaker, thank you for everybody. They helped a lot and many ways for asylum case, for job, for housing, for everything. I'm so happy. There is support a group of a sponsor of Afghan sponsor like Mr. Dwayne. I say thank you very much. Right now, Mr. Dwayne told you I'm working to Barron's manufacturing. Also, I passed the asylum case, which it was the person introduced me very nice attorney and lawyer. He was very professional and also very intelligent. Very soon, they fixed my asylum case, send it to immigration office. And also, the 22 of September, I passed the interview of asylum. Right now, I'm waiting for approval. Yes, please, I want you to pray for my approval, and I will receive my approval, and I will apply for bring my family, my kids, my wife. I'm so sad about them. I'm so worried. I'm every time, every day, I'm working, I'm thinking about them. Sometimes the Taliban came, knocked the door, and some questions about me. And also, my private educational center right now is closed. My brothers, my wife, all of them, they don't have a job. They are fleeing home. I'm sponsoring them from here. I'm every month, every 2 weeks, I send money for them. It's their problem. Just you pray, please. I bring my family to future. It's a short story, and I have a long story. And because we are teacher, professor, we have a long and many talk. Just I don't spend your time. Thank you if you are attention me. And if you have any question, I will answer, and I will say answer for your question. Thank you so much.
So before we open up to questions, go ahead, applaud. I just want to review that both Hussein and Masuma belong to the Hazara group. They're, Afghanistan is made up of many different ethnic groups, and the Hazara are a minority, and sometimes they've been treated very poorly, and especially by the Taliban. So you find the Hazara primarily in the north, correct, but in other parts of the country as well. And Nikki just rejoined us again. Nikki, I had mentioned that there's many people in our fellowship who've been involved, and Nikki has been very involved with Masuma and the Afghans as well. So if folks have questions or comments, feel free to direct them to her as well. Do you guys have any questions for Hussein? Go ahead. I'll start here and then over there.
Yes, my family, my wife, my kids is still in Afghanistan. Just change the place, home and house, because the Taliban questioned me. And they say, we don't know when you came, you arrived in Afghanistan. Hussein leave house and we don't contact for him. I don't know where he living. The Taliban don't know I'm to United States. If they know, maybe they make some problems for my wife, my kids. It's a big problem.
Every Afghan in Winona has someone very close to them still in Afghanistan. And unfortunately, it's a, as you can all imagine, some of you know very well how difficult it is to work with asylum. We have to, it's a multiple step process. The first step is to move them into the, they came on what's called an SIV, Special Immigrant Visa, that gave them, allowed them to fast track some things like the Hondurans and others aren't eligible for. But we have to help them move their case along. And once they get to a certain point, and if they're granted that asylum status, then they can start working on their families as well. So in the meantime, they send a lot of money home. How about Barb and then Dick? And then
I have two children, one daughter, one son. My daughter name is Farishta. Her age is, and she is 7 years old. And my son name is Farzad. His year is 4 years old. Thank you. With MoneyGram, sometime with Western Union Bank, and they don't problem the Taliban. No, for my wife, my cousin, and my relative, for them, I will send and I tell them, please you don't say from where came arrive this money. And they bring my family.
I'd be interested to know how much money is flowing into the country from all these foreign, all the people who left, because everybody that I know sends money home. And it's sometimes we, with our white privileged minds, think about, well, maybe they should save money for a car, save money for a house, save money for whatever. But whenever they or the Hondurans have any leftover money, it just goes home because of how poor the conditions are back there. I'll take a stab at that one first. There have been some people at Winona State who've talked with a number of the math professors there, both at Winona State and St. Mary's, and looking into those options, both teaching and tutoring as well. He would love to do that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm trying about my improve my English. My English is no good for teaching right now. Maybe my goal is to future 1-2 years after, I will teach to university. I like teaching specialist mathematics. I don't have problem to mathematics, just my language is problem. 1 year, just I learn my English because I want and my goal is to big and very nice universities like Fulbright and some Cambridge and some other universities. It's my goal. I will arrive because I have a goal.
He keeps on saying his English isn't very good.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm trying.
And just to remind everybody, Pashto and Dari are Arabic script, so it's completely different alphabet, and they write from right to left as well. So that just blows my mind, switching alphabets and switching the directions that you write. So.
Yes, thank you. The Hazara peoples, all of peoples educated. Because many years, all of government belongs to Pashtun and other peoples. They don't allow to security, to university and something. We are trying. For example, my wife was responsible of a girl high school in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, the Taliban right now, they came and closed the high school also. And other groups, they don't allow the women and their girls to school, high school. They're very opposite mind about the women and girls. I don't know what's the problem. This is my problem with them, that's. And also, every time they say explosion for Hazara people's mosque, like church, school, high school, and just they're killing the Hazara people. Right now, maybe you heard or you look the social media, tweet all of peoples in the, all of the words, please stop the genocide of Hazara. Stop the genocide of Hazara. It's my big problem in Afghanistan.
I'll add a little bit to that. The Hazara are an ethnic group that is more Central Asian. So they have more in common with the Turkmenistans, Uzbekistans, Tajiks, etc. Because Afghanistan is at an interesting crossroad of Persians, Central Asians, and Indian cultures. Should we wrap up pretty soon? How about one more question? Dick?
Thank you. I follow every time when I was in Fort McCoy, the TV, movies, reading the news. Also, I had a very nice teacher in senior high school, Venona Senior High School here, Ms. Margrave. She helped me, and also many friends help for grammars, reading, listening, and this belongs to me because my field is mathematics. Language is very easy, no problem. Because some words, pronouns, accent, that's a problem. I'm trying because I have goal, I have future plan, and I'm trying, no problem.
I'll just wrap up by saying we're very eager to have the community meet the Afghans, both Hussein and Masuma and the other families. We just tried it one time. We're in probably the next month or so have our second Afghan cafe, which is a dinner for about six people to invite them into the home. So stay tuned for more information about that. They love meeting people. The only problem is don't plan for, and Nikki can attest to this, don't plan for quick visits because there's lots of hospitality. They're going to want you to sit down and tea and more tea and more treats. So thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.